is a double cross, which was Roman Freemasonry. The double cross, which is Eastern, the Russian Orthodox, the Greek and the Eastern Orthodox Church uses the double cross. And it's appropriate because that's exactly what we're talking about here, a double cross. If we understand what where that word came from, double cross implies that you've been deceived or been cheated or something. It's a symbol that means something, and I'll show you how it is incorporated into politics. The double cross, like here, and of course on Exxon you have the double cross. And I had a letter from the Exxon Corporation asking them if that was the double cross of Eastern Freemasonry, and they said yes. That's why we did it that way. So, I mean, they don't mind telling you if you are smart enough to figure it out. They'll tell you. You write them, and they'll be very honest with you. Here's interesting. This is probably familiar to you. The five-pointed inverted pentagram is generally, the inverted pentagram is regarded as something representing evil. The five-pointed pentagram, of course, being five. If you take the arms off of a pentagram, the star, and when you have just the inside, you have what is called a pentagon. That's why the United States has a pentagon. The pentagon is a symbol. That's why, incidentally, Chrysler can use the pentagon symbol as a Chrysler symbol, because they are the ones that produced all of the half tracks and tanks and everything else for the United States during the Second World War for the Pentagon. So they still use the symbol of the Pentagon. But what's interesting is that this is an upside down, with the point pointing down, the two pointing up, and this is a symbol, of course, as I said, representing the devil. And you see a lot of these killers and rapists and murderers, with the five-pointed pentagram. Here it is again, just showing you how it has its connotation with the pointing down, being the devil. Here's the first synagogue in Los Angeles of the B'nai B'rit in 1873, and up here, what do you see? Is the inverted pentagram. We're talking about, this is the first synagogue in Los Angeles, and they're using an inverted pentagram, which everyone knows is associated from the earliest ages in the Middle Ages with devil worship, okay? Here's a seven-rayed kingdom of God, how the seven flames and the seven candles of light. Incidentally, the seven-candle lampstand in the synagogue, the seven candles represent the seven lights of the heavens, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, the sun, and the moon, the seven ancient gods of the ancient world. So when you see the seven candle, that's a very holy seven-candle lampstand. No, it just represents the seven little lights in the heavens. And each one of those lights represented a god. Each one of those gods represented a day. So therefore, we have 7 days of the week to honor the seven candle lampstand of the seven ancient gods of the world. It's all very metaphysical. It's all very strange, and it's all very well put together. If you understand how it works. Here's the Shell oil. To give you an idea, well, let me back it up. I moved too quick on that. Here's the Panorama Mall, has an emblem, a symbol, and I put the Shell symbol next to it so you can see what we're talking about here in Shell is the sun rising between two triangles. The sun rising between, that's a sunrise, it's not a shell. Just like the Toyota, you see the sun rising, and I wrote a letter to the Shell Oil Corporation. And I sent them pictures like this, and I had some extensive research material I sent with them and said, is this true? Is this not, in fact, the shell, but it is a sunrise, which is a symbol of a secret society in Europe, and it is used in this way? And they said, yes. They wrote back and said, yes, it is a secret society symbol. It's been used for the last 100 years. Prince Bernard of the Netherlands was a member of this secret society. And so when you drive by a shell, just remember, it's not a shell, it's a sunrise of a secret society, and I'll get into that, what it means later. And it's just to show you how emblems and symbols all around us, and we don't even know what they mean. Here's another one. The eight-pointed star is two squares superimposed on each other. Get it better. This is a square here, and then a square here, and it's called the double square of Freemasonry. The reason for the double square, the first square means that you play fair and square. You know, when you play baseball down at the town square. And if you, anything which is legitimate, and write according to the secret societies is square. You play fair and square. And if you go to jail, they'll give you 3 square meals. It's fair. It's the right thing to do, right? And so the whole idea of square means that everything which is right and legal and just and everything's squared. So that's why even in court they say, well, your testimony doesn't square with the facts. It's square means things which are right and correct. When you superimpose another square, the implications of the second square, which you will see, means disorder. It's the intertwining of both order and disorder, meaning that you have the power over what is right and correct, and you also have the power over disorder and things which are not right and which are not correct. And so the same people control both chaos and order. Incidentally, that's why you have... Well, I better not get into that because that's going to come up in a minute. Here it is again, the double square Freemasonry. The chevron. Chevron oil is actually the double square Freemasonry. See, this is 2 squares. Oh, wait a minute. This is 2 squares. What this chevron is, and that's the word chevron. You'll see on the military, the police wear them on their arms, and the military wears the insignias of power. They're called chevrons. Because they are squares. It's a box. That's a box, and this is a box, and this box is sitting on top of that box. And if you draw a line, you know, for a triangle back here, you'll see it's 2 square boxes sitting on top of each other. It's referred to as the double square or the chevron of Freemasonry, the double square of Freemasonry, okay? And so it implies that the powers that be in this world have both control over revolution, trouble, anarchy, and they have control over good government and over righteous government. So they can do whatever they want. You want to have a good government or a bad government, they can do the same. They can do whatever they want because they got the money and they got the power. Here in England, of course, it's more appropriate in England, is the double square Freemasonry in London at the Parliament. It even says the octagonal central library in London has the double square Freemasonry. And of course, I think it's appropriate there because they do, in fact, finance and organize and direct all over the world. All kinds of bloodshed and violence all over the world is being organized, directed, and financed by the United States government and the British government together. Britain and America are the reason for the violence and the chaos that we're seeing throughout the world today. In Yugoslavia, has all been planned. This is all part of something that the United States is doing in the Middle East right now, and Yugoslavia is going to pay for it. Again, we have the double square. All right. Here is the double square Freemasonry worn by the Queen. And this square is, the Masonic square is referred to as the Knights of Malta square. This one is the British square Freemasonry. The Knights of Malta, you'll see it's like 4 little triangles coming together, but they don't actually have a point in the middle. It's just a round or a nothingness in the middle. You'll see that again in Arco, where the 4 little points come together, but nothing in the middle. The Knights of Malta is, the square of Knights of Malta is the pyramid from the top, looking down on the pyramid of Egypt without the capstone. That's because, remember, on the dollar bill, the capstone is not connected to the body of the pyramid. So here is flying over the top of the pyramid, looking down on the Great Pyramid, you don't have a point because the chief cornerstone is not on the pyramid. Actual, and I just threw this in, I don't know why, but I did. Here's Under Life and Fascism. I wanted to make the point about political symbols. We hear a lot of people talking on radio and television about fascism and how bad the fascists are and fascism this and fascism that. Well, in most cases, fascism or fascists have come to power after the nation has suffered an economic collapse. Are we having problems economically or what? Right? A military defeat, Vietnam, and some other disaster. The fascist party wins mass support by promising to revive the economy and restore national pride. And that's exactly what the government's saying today. They need to restore national pride. Get Clinton in there to be president. And no one seems to realize Bill Clinton is a Rhodes Scholar, trained in England, in London, England, and Oxford University, bought and paid for by the Rockefeller Foundation, financed and organized his education, He is nothing more than a yes man for the power elites in this country. They want another Kennedy because he looks good. Personal liberties are severely limited under a fascist government, which is, I'm saying that's what we have here. And the government also controls newspapers or radio and other means of communication. That's why I'm not on nationwide television, right? And the issues, it issues propaganda to promote its policies. And boy, this government does that. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. This is interesting. A secret police force crushes any resistance. I like the word crush because that's what they do. You get in their way, they come out and beat your brains out, right? So, here is a symbol of fascism. I thought I had one. Yeah, here it is. The French fascism. This is the symbol for fascism. A bundle of sticks with a hatchet head. Here is a another. Here's another. Incidentally, you always see the red shield. In England, the story of Robin Hood. Robin Hood always in the movie Robin Hood, which Errol Flynn played in. At the very beginning, Errol Flynn is standing behind a red shield. He's standing here and it says Robin Hood. Why? Because the red shield is German for Rothschild. The Rothschilds of England were a German Jewish family in England who took over the Bank of England and took over five other banks in Europe and became known as the Rothschild banking dynasty of the world. The richest banking dynasty on earth, okay? Rothschild in German. Roth is red and shield is flag or a shield. So Rothschild is red shield. And red shield, everybody in Europe knew that the Rothschilds were the biggest murdering bunch of thieves and thugs the world's ever known. Oh, sure, they're very wealthy and they get banks, but nonetheless, these are just high-class thugs. And so they were called hoods. And that's where we get the word hoods. They went around the world, Robin, and that's why they're called Robin Hood. Robin Hood is the hood that was robbing people in the Sherwood Forest, and that's where the home of the Rothschilds was, in the Sherwood Forest, the Robin Hood, with the red shield Rothschild, and one of the symbols was the fasci, or this is a symbol for world fascism. And fascist was an authoritarian political movement that developed in Italy, several other European countries in 1919. Its name was derived from the fasces, this thing here, an ancient Roman symbol of authority consisting of a bundle of rods and an axe. That's incidentally why we had Axis powers in the Second World War. Here's the bundle of sticks with the axe, and this is on an American symbol. This is on the back of the dime, the symbol for fascism on America, the back of the American dime. Here it is. I mean, this is a fascist country. And it says fascism is a dirty, evil government that takes over and controls the people. Well, of course it does. That's what's happening to us. We've been taken over and controlled by fascists. And why? And here it is, the President of the United States standing here giving a State of the Union message, and what's on each side of him? The fascists. This is in the Congress. In the Congress, there are symbols of power for the President. Has two large fascis, and very few people have ever even noticed them. They're looking at this guy, and they don't even see these symbols of world fascist power, okay? In case you're so blind you can't see, I blew one up and make sure you can see it. That is a fasci, a bundle of sticks with a hatchet head, and it was used in Rome. Let me explain why it's a bundle of sticks. The idea was in the Roman Empire that Rome could not police the world. What Rome needed to do was to collectivize a police force. That's why George Bush keeps talking about it's not just us in the Middle East, it's a conglomerate, it's a group of us. We merely represent a contingent of a group of nations there, it's not just America. That's the concept of fascism. It's not one stick, it's many sticks joined together with a hatchet head. So one person, one government can't do it, Bush says. What we need is a United Nations where we can all unite our sticks together, and now we got power. Now everybody crawls on their knees and kiss the boots because they have a collective consensus of fascist rulers. All these guys get together. That's like the East Side Mafia getting together with the West Side and bringing the New York boys and some of the families out on the West Coast. And let's put this thing together and really rape these people good. And that's what the symbol of fascism means. They now have an axe tied together with a consensus of power. We have a fascist world government right here in America. Here's the United States Senate. Two fascis on the Senate. I mean, even in playing cards, you got fascis, but the king and the jack. That means something. There's a reason why the ace is the highest card in the deck. That's something else. Aces are always higher than the king for a reason.